Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Rae Skinner is a women's emotional breakthrough specialist and empowerment coach. Using a unique world-first female-only process called Creatrix, Rae permanently breaks through generational cycles, negative emotions, blocks, and limiting beliefs that are holding women back from truly succeeding in life, instilling the confidence in them to realize their worth and go after their dreams. Hi, Rae. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Okay, well, I'm the happiest and most fulfilled that I've ever been right now. I'm pushing myself to do things that I've never done before, like this interview, and I'm working with my strengths, doing something that I love in a business that I'm very proud of. And that business is transforming women's lives using a unique female-only emotional breakthrough process.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah,
it is. I love it. Yeah. So what about your story? Where have you been to get to this point then?
Okay, so I owe my success and happiness to the same process that I now use to transform women's lives. So 15 months ago, I was in a very different place. I was a very different person. And I was suffering from PTSD from past trauma. High anxiety that was crippling my life. I actually wasn't able to drive down the motorway, particularly for 15 years. I had depression that bad that some days I didn't want to get out of bed and I really didn't want to be here. So my emotions were all out of control. And from the very first breakthrough, things began to change for me. I have not suffered one panic attack since that day, or woken up feeling sad, limited by fears or limiting beliefs. My money and success blocks have been cleared. So my worth has risen. My confidence has grown tremendously and my business and relationships have never been better.
Wow, that's fantastic. What was the actual tipping point for change then? Like you said that about 15 months ago, what was actually the point that made you think, okay, I've got to change?
Okay, well, it was really a slow change over time. In 2011, a dear family member took his life and I began to question where I was at also. Being a depressive type personality, I suffered a mental breakdown and then that put me in hospital. And I guess that was my wake-up call. My depression and anxiety had probably been building from childhood and growing more after I lost my baby in 1994. And since then, each loss, heartache and disappointment just added to how useless, worthless and hopeless I felt inside. I liken it to a pressure cooker. So no matter how hard I tried to push my feelings down and present that happy face to the world, the pressure kept on building inside until it got too much and I just exploded or imploded, I guess you could say.
So what was actually the point when you moved on? Or did you go into a course or a workshop or did you read a book? Like what actually triggered you to go in a different direction?
Well, I actually, over time, I'd had seen psychologists, counsellors. I'd tried a myriad of different spiritual practices and modalities, techniques, and nothing stuck, nothing held for a long time. And after seeing my mum become a shell of who she was, being on antidepressants, I swore I would never travel down that path. But after I had my mental breakdown, I went on a mission, I guess you could say, to find that one thing that would be able to help me permanently. And that's when I came across Creatrix, which is the breakthrough process that I've had. And I wouldn't recommend anything else anymore for women. I have spent too much time, too much money searching and getting nowhere, and you know, really being limited by my beliefs, and that was the turning point for me has gotten me to where I am now.
Yeah. So it's been quite a journey. Then you've decided to start up your own business by the sound of it.
Yeah.
So what about with business side? Are there challenges there that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Yeah, there has been challenges. Not so much. Well, as far as I became a life coach in 2014, which was after my mother's death, I guess, led me, was probably that enough is enough point, where I've used her life as a platform, I guess you could say, to springboard me. And you know, the song "The Wind Beneath My Wings," I really feel like that she's there and pushing me forward. And so I went into life coaching because I think why many women actually do is because of the past trauma and things like that. I wanted to help other women. That's always been part of me, that nurturing, helping side. And became a life coach, but quickly realised that I was getting not very far with that because I hadn't helped me first. Yeah. And I knew I had to do that before overcome my emotional problems before I could genuinely help other women overcome theirs. That was the challenge. That was the big challenge. And why my breakthrough now has led me to becoming a facilitator of that process. So I now can say with all faith that I can genuinely help women through what they need to.
And it is a big thing, isn't it? Like I did the life coaching as well, but the first part of my life coaching course, I was all working on me, addressing everything that used to hold me back so that I can now help others, who face the same sort of thing, to be able to just forge ahead like I am now. So,
It's so important because we really do need to lead by example.
Yes.
What's the use of a broken person helping a broken person? Like, it just keeps you at the same level, doesn't it? So we bring too much of our own objectives into that then.
Right. But it's definitely a great thing to build that resilience and, like these challenges that we were just talking about, even like in business, having your own business is obviously challenges of learning how to do business yourself and getting yourself out there and learning technologies and stuff. But I think when you've addressed the things that used to hold you back, you get more of that resilience and then you think, okay, one foot, one step, keep going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So talking about putting one foot in front of the other, what actually keeps you doing it? Do you have a big vision or you do it out of necessity?
Yeah, I think I had put my family through enough over many years, and that kept me going for sure, one foot in front of the other. My relationships with my children and my husband have just flourished since my breakthrough, and just that real burning passion that I've had as well to really want to help women at their core. And it's not just, goal setting and things like that. It's actual permanent life transformation in every area of their life. So, that's what really kept me going, and obviously to be the best version of myself that I possibly could for my family and friends. And I mean, it's that ripple effect that with the book is perfectly titled, the ripple effect that we pass on to everybody else as well.
Yeah. And talking about the ripple effect, it's an amazing project that Stacey House was doing, isn't it? Having 1,000 authors write a chapter to give a message to these young ones, to help them, mentor them, give them a bit of advice for that time in their life.
Absolutely, and it's so needed that, the generations. I've got a 27-year-old and a 21-year-old, and you know, just the things that I hear my 21-year-old say, and the amount of people in his generation that are on antidepressant is remarkable. It's like, you know, it's that quick fix thing that they can just take and, you know, think that it's going to clear up all their troubles, but really underlying it's still there.
Yeah, that's so true. And they take it really seriously, don't they? Like, life is so serious for that age group. Everything's a major drama, and I just had to tell them, you know, lighten up maybe. We learn a lot when we get older, don't we?
Exactly.
our filters tend to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What about an ignition point? Have you had a time in life where things have really started taking off for you?
Yeah. There was a lady on Facebook that I had been following for some time, and she started popping up in my news feed continuously, and it was like I was forced to take notice. And this was the new breakthrough technique that she had created. So she's an Aussie woman that lives on the Sunshine Coast. And I had watched on for several months after that, just gathering all the information that I could, looking at, there's a lot of before and after videos on it. And I was convinced that this was it. So I figured, what have I got to lose? I'd tried everything else, and that was my ignition point. Like, because truly, from the day that I got that first breakthrough, it was like pushing a button, and it was just all systems go from there. So I truly have not looked back.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. So what new possibilities have opened up for you now?
Well, my business has taken off. You know, I'm helping lots of women to transform their life. I can honestly say that I genuinely do help women become successful and peaceful within themselves and live their happiest life ever. My mind is blown every time that I do a breakthrough, and I just see their stresses released from their body, and it's like we call it emotional Botox. Just the lines from their face, just, it's just such a beautiful thing to witness, and you know it's really a gift to me as much as it is to them.
Yeah, it's amazing how the body holds onto things, isn't it? Physically. When
yes.
You're seeing other things that are going on, because I've had people with shoulder issues, when they release those blocks mentally, like in their mindset and that, they can get no shoulder problems again. So it's just amazing.
Yeah, we've had a lady that was had hearing aids in because her hearing was that bad, and now she's got her full hearing back too. So we don't make those claims, but it's definitely happening, and yeah, different things with different people. So, well, I mean, we've had, you know, people with Hashimoto's have improvements and things like that as well. And like they say, you know, dis-ease in the mind does equal disease in the body. You know, I've seen that happen firsthand with my mother. So I was not going to travel down that same path.
Yeah.
I just wish more women would be more open-minded to the different things that are out there. Yeah,
definitely. It's definitely something that, you know, it's one of the messages that I try and get out there is that we spend so much money on our physical, you know, wellness, you know, whether diets or physically fit, kind of gyms and boot camps, but we don't spend the money on investing in our mind. And that's the key, isn't it, to unlock so much.
That's the driver to everything else. So if you don't have that, you can't physically, you know, be well either.
All right. Well, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Most exciting thing, you know, setting more women free, definitely. Retreats for women. I've actually got one coming up in August and one in November in Byron Bay, and I want to continue to do that. Really, that is just a space where women can come together and be nurtured. They're really just short getaways to offer them that time to take back for themselves. And, you know, women think that they're being selfish by getting the help that they need. So, you know, I just like to offer them that little bit of sanctuary that they can just really be selfish if they want to, and you know, get pampering and the nourishment and things like that from connection from other women. And you know, I think that these days especially, that connection factor really needs, like person to person, really needs to come into play, because we do too much of the internet thing. And yeah, so it gets us out there and just connecting a little bit more with ourselves and each other. And I've just gotten back from China. I've been traveling a little bit in the last couple of years, so I'm really looking forward to getting out there and seeing more of the world and immersing myself in different cultures. So yeah, that's where I'm at. That's what I'm looking forward to now.
Oh yeah, fantastic! It is so exciting when you get to travel.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round. What's your favourite book?
Okay, well, I'm currently reading Turia Pitt's Unmasked, and I like true stories and biographies and things like that, and she's a true example of how the inside means so much, you know, and that helps to, you know, to create the true beauty on the outside. So, yes, that currently, that's the one that comes to mind. And, I'm really inspired by her.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah. What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Well, apart from my husband, who has supported and encouraged me all the way through to get what I needed to, it's also Maz Shermer, which is the creator of Creatrix. And, you know, I mean, she really has saved my life. I would go that far to say that.
Mm. What about a daily ritual that works best for you?
Gratitude. Yeah. So every morning I wake up and I write at least three things that I'm grateful for. And then I might write even more things by the end of the afternoon. Just the smallest little things can make such a big difference. And I truly believe that if you're not grateful for what you have right now, then you won't be happy with more either. So, that's a message that I like to pass on to all my clients.
Yeah, it's definitely so powerful. Mm. Yeah. What about a favourite food?
Seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely lobster mornay. I haven't had one of those for a while.
Oh, could be on the list to do that.
Yeah.
Do you like the country or the city?
The city. I love the electric vibe of the city. The people watching, the diversity, it brings me alive to feel that buzz of you know, what's out there and what people are doing day to day. I like to mix things up. So yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Definitely city, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest piece of advice you could give to others to help them make change in their life?
That you matter. Mm. That anyone that is suffering from emotional trauma and blocks, that they get help, that they put themselves first and know that it's not selfish, and that by doing that, they do pass it on to every area of their life. So in getting the help that you need, you're also helping others as well. You can't be a good role model for children and future generations if you're suffering yourself and that's coming out in angry ways and in sadness. And we pass it on to our generations, and it, you know, so we need to address ourselves first before we go pointing the finger at other people.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it? Like society, and at the moment, you know, it's like we have to be superwoman for everything. Yeah. Like, you know, superwoman in being a mother, superwoman in being a partner, superwoman in being involved in the community and business, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's why we're giving to everyone else, but then it drains us as burnout.
There's, yes.
You know, all that stuff physically that happens as well. So we
definitely
agree. We need to, you know, do stuff for ourselves, be the best for everyone else.
Absolutely, because we do wear so many hats, don't we?
Yeah.
And we keep on, we make ourselves last priority where we should be first.
Mm.
And you know, that really is so important, because I mean, we can't be there for others if we're not there for ourselves.
Yeah. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell my former self just to believe in me more and to not listen so much to the noise of the world, to know that I'm worth it, and what other people say or think is really none of my business and doesn't concern me. So just get on with things and do what's best for you.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? Because I know even I went through like that when I was younger, thinking, oh, what someone thinks of me, that's so important. It really isn't.
No, it's not. And women, the one commonality in all of my clients and all women that I speak to is that belief that we're not good enough. Mm. And it's so wrong. It's obviously a lot of us that's been programmed into us from a young age to have that really strong belief that we're not good enough. So, yeah, having self-belief and faith is that's where it needs to start.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Ray, and sharing your story. I really appreciate it and love talking to you.
Thank you.
Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, well, I've got a Facebook page, Ray Skinner Limitless Women. So that's what it is, Ray Skinner Limitless Women. And I have a contact on that page that they can book a call with me and get a free consultation. So, that's probably the best place to reach me.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Igniters, Ray has been through a lot in her life, PTSD, crippling anxiety, depression, and she's been able to come out from the other side so much stronger. If you want to contact Ray, go to her Facebook page, Ray Skinner Limitless Women. To break the cycle of worry, stress and exhaustion, and to be able to shine your light, come visit my website, leanneblaney.com.